Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and pretty darn sexy people. Hi, I hope you all had a beautiful and blessed and amazing Christmas and holiday. Very different this year for all of us, I think. But you know, I kind of enjoyed the simplicity. I enjoyed having a lot of more one-on-one time with my daughter and her guy, and his little girl was in town. It was low-key, and it was intimate, and it was just full of love and a lot of eating. Yeah, I know what one of my New Year's resolutions is going to be. I'm wishing you a beautiful and happy new year. Guys, wherever you think stuff is right now, just know that this year, after April, is just going to blow wide open into goodness and love and positivity. So start creating that now, because you know what you're creating now is what your life shows up as in the future. You're not waiting for your life to show up. You are intentionally creating it right now. I want to invite everybody. This Tuesday is our prediction show. If you have ever been on it before, you know how accurate the channel is, and there's nothing off limits. You can ask about anything as long as it pertains to the predictions for 2021. I also want to encourage you to do Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week. Not only will I be participating, but there's some amazing numerologists and psychics and healers all week long that are bringing in information for you. Powerful, powerful time. So I hope I will see you there on Tuesday, because boy, do we have some information, and there's a little bit that I can give you today. Again, they want you to know that this COVID fear and quarantine and everything, and these are their words. Hold on, I'm balanced. I'm switched, getting the highest answer. Will be a distant memory by this time next year, in a good way. However, the channel is urging us not, well, let me put it in a positive way, to remember the lessons of unity that we received during this time. The lessons of unity. We're all one. The whole world is one. We had to work together. The pandemic struck everybody. We all had to work together to bring in the vaccines. One energy. Okay, the government is really going to be a mess until Biden takes over. And then it's going to take him 9 months to a year to get everything rebalanced and working in harmony again. The statement that the channel gave us that we are asked to say, claim, command every day is a big part of helping that process. We're going to say it now. Just say it with me. I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy and all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes. I think we're going to see a third vaccine in a week to a week and a half. And the channel gave this message to me to bring to you that you were the gods that brought in the info for the vaccines because you finally asked for the help and the answer. So, pat yourself on the back. But we know that. We know that we are all participating in helping create the world, the universe. So do it consciously, guys. The vaccines, according to the channel, are safe for most people. There's a few bugs to work out. As you can see with the people who have high allergies. But on the whole, they're very safe as far as the information I have so far. Okay, without going into great detail, I'll go into it more on Tuesday night, but there's all kinds of information that there are parts of us that have sprung off that really don't know that they are a part of us and therefore are not following our direction. So everybody just close your eyes and hold the intention of making this command while I read it. I command and direct that all of my energy that exists anywhere in any time must integrate with me now and follow my direction of health, wellness, money, peace, balance, joy, love, and divine relationships now, consistently, and forever. And so it is. So just know and stay in your knowing and your direction that all of your energy existing anywhere is integrated into you now and must follow your direction. The last thing I want to give you guys is we watched two movies, which we probably would have never watched because we had a little person with us. You guys, I urge you to watch these movies. The original Christmas Chronicles, A Christmas Chronicle, I believe is the name of it, with Kurt Russell, and Jingle Jangle. Oh my goodness, you need to watch Jingle Jangle. It's all about our work, but in such a touching, beautiful, lovely, it just really moved me. You know, she's taking this friend of hers. They have to go through this big old scary fan that's moving to get to a place to save Jingle Jangle. And he says, "We'll never make it, we'll never make it." And she yells back to him, "If you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And I went, oh my God, it's getting even into the children's programs now, which is, of course, where it needs to be. Yeah. Start teaching those little suckers early that they create their own lives through their thoughts. Anyway, if you're looking for something to watch this holiday, I would watch those two feel-good movies. You're going to love them. Well, I thought I was going to the callers, but we're going to a core belief. I don't know why, but we are here. This page here. Yeah. So can we move into 2021 knowing that we are God right now? Because they took me to I can never be God. And if you want to make this the most powerful year of your life, you have to accept that you are God. You are part of the one. You are made in the image and likeness of. You are the God of you through your choice and your focus. Okay? So we claim it. We own it. We accept it. We live it. And so it is. Now can I go to... Okay. Like I said, this is... It's going to be some year. We're going to start with Liz in Vancouver. Hi, baby. You're on.
Hey, Dee. It's great to talk to you. It's great you had a great Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. So I have two questions for you. I recently had an ultrasound, and they found a very large cyst on my ovaries. So I guess I'm wondering what's the underlying belief, because I certainly did not consciously create this. And then my second question is, I'm doing some castor oil packs because I know this will shrink the cysts, and I'm just wondering if the channel can give me an indication of how long I need to do these and where things are at.
Well, it's true that it will shrink them. And
okay.
The first place we're going, there's two things. Not a doctor, everybody. This is energetic information. The first thing is you need to nurture yourself more.
Oh,
you
wow.
You see, ovaries, breasts, cervical issues, those are all a place where we nurture and bear our new creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you need to nurture yourself more. And it's interesting because the ovaries are part of where new creation comes from. So that's the whole message, is you need to nurture your new creations. There are things that you want to do that you're not doing, Liz. Is this starting to make sense?
Well, it is. And I'm at the point that I know there's something, there's the next thing. I just have not quite put it all together as to what it is yet.
You have not asked. Ah. You're not nurturing yourself enough to go. And I was doing this with me yesterday because I was feeling a little down, and I'm going, why are you feeling down? You've got a great January already in play. And it was literally, gosh, can I do it again? Can I create another year as good as the one that I created? And the channel said, you see, that's why we keep teaching you about the zero point. Don't try to beat yourself. Don't try to master yourself or anybody else. Start from the zero point and go, what great things can I create now? It's a whole new beginning, right? Now,
okay, so
as far as the castor packs, I don't get, again, not a doctor, when I say it's cancerous or dangerous, I get a no. Is that the right question? Yes. And the first thing I hear is about 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Now,
great.
It could be shorter than that if you nurture yourself more.
Okay. I thought I was pretty good at nurturing myself. Obviously, I'm missing something there.
Well,
it's about
new things that you want to create, Liz.
Okay.
You know, you have learned, it's true, to nurture yourself well within the confines and definitions of your life right now. But there are new things that you want to do that you're not nurturing the release of.
Okay.
So
yeah, this is not, you're right on. This is hitting a lot of
yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
You know, guys, see, Liz, a lot of your nurturing comes from nurturing others, and I understand that. I'm made the same way. But we have to nurture our ideas and our hits and our desires and our callings, right?
Yeah.
This year especially. Okay?
Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
And that's a message to everybody. Nurture yourself with your own creation. Wow. Nurture yourself with your own creation. Anne in Oakland. What's up, baby cakes?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I had one question in mind, but that first caller that's already the same thing that I needed to hear.
Yes, but you do have an addendum. So ask me what you were going to ask.
Yeah. So I want to share, I took an incredible trip and describe how different it is down there and just how they treat everybody, how they treat COVID. And I know based on their attitude, the results are very different down there. But beyond that, my question is, I want to keep that energy. Like I feel like I gained a lot of momentum and forward movement down there, and then I come back here and it's whack, you know, it's like,
well,
shut
because
and so
you're depending on the love
outside
and the balance that you felt down there. You've got to be the love and the balance. That's part of the creation. You see, they're tying your thing in with Liz.
Yeah,
that's part of what we have to create is the love and the balance right here. But you
and that
guys,
will bring energy or that will bring momentum or.
Well, yes, whether you do or whether you don't, it just brings different energy and different momentum. So if you want to create and sustain that euphoria that you had in Mexico, then you have to create that within yourself. They showed you what it felt like. Now find that within you. And then you don't ever lose it, no matter where you go.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what this teaching is all about. Find it within you. You're the light. You're the Christ child that was just born into a new possibility. You can be and should be and are, whether you know it or not, the light that affects everybody else. You got it, Anne?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
What a way to start the show. Bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
I'm telling you, it's like this every year when we get close to Predictions Week. It's the energy just, it's like we're catapulted somewhere. So thank you, both of you for bringing in that complete understanding there. Thank you. Happy New Year, baby.
Thank you. Happy New
Year. Thank you, darling. Sorry I cut you off there. Maria in San Francisco, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was like, what's my question? I'm jumping from so many different things.
Yeah, but they're really about one thing. There's really one question that is over all your questions. Hold on, we're going to a core belief. This page here. Yeah, see, it's back to I can never be God. So let me be clear with everybody here. If you don't know that you're God, if you don't know that you're the creator of you, how do you think you are going to create all of these things you want in your life? Because you're going, I want all these things, but I'm not the God that creates them. It ain't going to happen, guys. That's the first and foremost thing that you have to get into alignment. First and foremost thing you have to get into alignment. So let's just balance that, everybody, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. We claim that we know, we accept, and we live, and we create with knowing that I am the God of me, now, consistently, and forever, and so it is. That's where you have to start, Maria, for every question you have. Okay.
Okay. I thought I was.
Well,
and then
you
things
are.
Happened, and then it was just like, oh, okay, wow.
Well, yeah,
a
but
lot
you
of the
see,
same thing.
That, then you don't. What you're saying is, I knew it, and then something happened, and that took it all away from me, which is ultimately not knowing. Or not remembering that you know. And that's what actually our first two callers addressed that, you know. Anne has to find it within herself.
Mm-hmm.
She can't allow what's outside of her to take her creation and her creation ability away from her. Do you understand?
Yeah. Can
okay.
I ask you about COVID next year and traveling? You said by the end of next year that it would be a distant memory. Will travel open to Europe by spring?
By okay. spring? Yeah. No.
Okay. No.
No. By May, June? Yes. Everything's
okay.
going to start opening. I mean, it will start opening before that, but really, really start opening more around the end of April is what the channel is giving me. All right, baby. Thank you.
Okay.
You're
thank
the
you.
God of you. Keep a hold of that, will you? All right. Michael, what's up?
Well, I'd like to know the energy basis of the hernia I have and the cataract in my right eye and the astigmatism in my left eye.
Well, Michael, that's kind of a private session because there's a lot of things that go into that.
Okay.
Which one? They want to go to your hernia.
Okay.
Because your hernia is more of a basis of all those things. You're just trying to lift too much. You're trying. Okay, this is the whole statement. You're trying to lift too much energetically.
You're on target.
Okay. Well, then stop. And you know what they're playing for me now is let it be.
Yeah.
Just let it be and relax into that. And then they're saying part of your eye stuff is that you cannot, hold on, will not choose to see the simplicity in things. So you keep energetically trying to hold up more. You're making the energy heavier than it is or that it needs to be.
Okay.
Okay. And
this is all right on target. Thank you.
Yeah, you keep getting this message, make it easy, make it lighter, right? So put down the load, Michael. You know enough. But because you love learning so much, you don't apply what you know because you think you need to learn more. You already know enough. That doesn't mean you can't have fun exploring what you already know. But there's a difference between resting in the knowledge that you know enough and all is well, and pushing yourself to hold even more up. Okay?
I get it. Yeah, everything
okay.
You're saying is right on target.
All right.
Yeah, I'm shifting in a big way. You know, I'm.
I know you are.
I'm. Everything is shifting in my life. In a way that I've never really. This is more than being a teenager, really.
Well, you know, when we wake up and we apply everything, it's like we're reborn for sure. Which
That's
leaning toward that to be the name of my new book is Reborn with a re-X'd out. Because ultimately we're never reborn. We're just in a constant state of being born anew.
I really look forward to that book.
Yeah, it's almost finished. Then I got to find what I'm going to do with it. Thanks, Michael. Much love.
Ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah. You make me laugh when you do that. Gina in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I think that some of the question I had was answered with the first couple callers, but I still feel like there's like a lingering... I don't know if it's limbo or low energy or depression.
There's nothing else. And let me just address this low energy. It's going on with gobs and gobs and gobs of people. Part of it is the exhaustion of what we're dealing with the government, the exhaustion of COVID. But a lot of it also is this convergence that just happened with the planets. And it's like, well, the analogy they're giving me is it's like when animals hibernate. We're kind of hibernating, getting ready for the new life. So I've experienced also, Gina, that I just feel a little less energy than I usually do. Don't fight it. Just go, okay, I'll go take a nap, and I'm going to create a lot during my nap.
I've been doing a lot of naps.
Well, me too. And that's okay.
Okay, good. I'm so happy to hear it.
When I say it's anything physical, I get a no. Again, I'm not a doctor, guys. So if you feel like you need to check in with your doctor about any of your questions, you need to follow your highest guidance. But when I say it's it's thyroid or it's a lack of iron or it's anything physical, I get a no, baby.
Good. Because I am, I've been saying the claim, I'm ready, willing, and able, a while now. It's about bringing love into my life. And I think my sinuses are getting, like, they sound bad this morning, but they're not. The polyps are shrinking.
Good.
I just feel like that's clearing up on its own.
They want you, to add accept. I'm ready, willing, able, and I accept.
And I accept
whatever the statement is you're making.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Because we can be ready and we can be willing and we can be able.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Little piece.
Yeah. And that's the last step is you really, I'm ready for money to come into my life. I'm ready for health to come into my life. And let me tell you something I'll share about myself is it occurred to me when I was doing my breathing exercise, which I do every day. Well, I didn't do it on Christmas, but that the creation of money was much more exciting to me than the creation of health and wellness. And that really stopped me. I had to really stop and look at where my priorities were at. So I just throw that out to all of you because there is nothing worth more than your health and wellness. And health and wellness involves your money also. But we don't want to get so focused on making money that we don't direct ourselves to be excited with the health and wellness in our bodies and our brains and our minds that we're so desiring. Okay?
Can I read the statement? Because I also have in here, believe it's possible. I don't think I need that anymore.
Read the statement.
I am ready, willing, and able to believe it's possible to fully access and accept the health I want to experience or the love I want to experience.
They're saying keep it as it is for a week and then call in next week because something's going to change. But for the next week,
exactly
in place,
okay.
And you don't have to add anything to it, Gina.
Great.
Okay,
that's
good,
so helpful.
Baby.
I love it. The accept is great. Okay, thank you so much, Dean.
You bet.
And I hope to hear you this week. Yeah, we'll talk to you this week.
Yeah. I let me tell you guys, I have 4 pages of notes for predictions so far, and they're still coming in. Miss Lee. How are you, baby?
Oh, doing excellent. Thank you.
Oh, I hope a lot of people on the call got to see the show I did with you. I thought it was so great, and we addressed so many things, and you ran it so well, Lee. I was impressed.
Oh.
So anyway, thank you. You got a
thank
question?
Thank you. So it's so funny because what Stephen said, okay, she's ready for you, and because we were chattering away, which we always do, and you were just talking to Michael, and my question was about the letting go. Like, you know, there's like this last part of me, and I don't know if it's that how you had spoken in the beginning about the pieces of us that have been flung off into fragments, and we're in the process of integrating and unifying our whole self, you know, putting our whole self in, right?
Right.
And I'm
doing the hokey pokey.
Doing the hokey pokey.
It's more, Lee, it's more about what you and I talked about that day when I asked you to call me.
Okay.
Because I'm in the channel now. Do you remember what it was?
It was we got to the claim about integrating and unifying. all my energy and all my dimensions. That's where we took the claim.
Because what it looks like from out here, from an observer thing, and this is true with many people that will be listening, is I want to do it, but I'm not sure I can do it right now the way I want to do it. So I'll split it up into different segments so I think I can handle it more, and then I'll be able to do it.
Wow.
And that, they're saying, is an example of us not being integrated. That's how, when we're not one whole, we keep trying to manage things and put them in different compartments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exemplary of our different segments that are trying to work by themselves.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And because it's guided by fear. It's not guided by
absolutely
the
guided
highest
by
answer.
Fear.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I can do it, but I think I can do it, so I'm going to put myself out there to do it. But, you know, I mean, it can show up in a myriad of ways, like if I can only pay you a quarter of it now, I can do it. Or I'd like to do it, but if I change my mind, can I have my money back, do it? And I've had that two or three times in the last couple of weeks. It shows up in a myriad of ways.
Right.
And my answer is always, is that your definition of commitment?
Aha.
Because you need all of you to commit, guys. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, Dee, very much.
You're welcome.
You so much for doing the show with me. It was a lot of fun.
It sure was. It sure was. I really enjoyed it, Lee. Thank you. All right. Keeping it positive, we're going to Nancy in Texas. Hi, honey, you're on.
Yeah, hi, Dee. Yes, keep it positive. Keep it onward, upwards, forwards. Yeah.
What can I answer for you, baby cakes?
Well, it's sort of been answered about nourishing myself. I am relaxing. I'm sitting in the sun right now. And yet I have no energy when I get up. I get out of a chair, I can barely get up. Once I stand up, I'm okay walking, but I can't get up.
Well,
I don't know if it's a trace mineral.
Nancy, I want you to look metaphorically at that. I can't get up. So let's look at that energetically instead of physically. I can't raise myself up. I can't lift myself up. And that's really what it's about. And I addressed it with me, and I addressed it with somebody else on the show. Part of it is that we are just exhausted from dealing with all these challenges that the world is sending us right now. However, if we know that we create our peace and our bliss within us, we have to go there first. And that's, again, a big part of it. But you're bringing in another component. Hold on, sheets. But can you give me a song, Nancy?
Away, away, come away with me. It was in How the West Was Won. Debbie Reynolds sang it.
Okay.
Away, away, come away with me.
Okay.
Where the grass is wild and the winds blow free.
Yeah. that's a great thing your subconscious came up with in your channel, because you need to sing that to yourself. So the God of Nancy wants you to come away where the winds blow free, where there is no more torment or fear or exhaustion. And this is for all of us, guys. This whole show is kind of a prediction show, is what I'm seeing here, as far as what we need to get into place for 2021. Because, you know, we really are going to be challenged to go to the zero point, guys. We can't create a new, we won't create a new 2021 if we keep focused on the laboriousness and the challenges of 2020. I mean, there's no year that the song Auld Lang Syne has been more important.
You know, T, I actually...
Go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Teenager, I played that record over and over. I knew all the songs to it. And I remember all of a sudden found myself singing it in my bedroom back in New Jersey. And then it hit me after a couple lines. I think my dad in the living room might be hearing me, like I was getting, quote, noticed or heard. And I thought, well, that's okay. I'm still going to sing it. I finished the song and I heard my dad, who really was a gentle soul but never talked. And he yelled, that was beautiful. And I thought, and that's the last time I sang. I didn't want to even get acknowledged for sounding beautiful.
Yeah, but see, darling, that's how you create your hell right here on earth, is that you're not acknowledging yourself. Guys, it's joyful to acknowledge how good you are. It's joyful for me to look at a scene and go, wow, I really touched people with my work. But that's what the whole show is around. You're the God of you. You acknowledge you. You accept your power. You accept your love for yourself. You accept your creation ability. Nobody else can do it for you but you. And that's a message, Nancy, for everybody that's bringing that message in today. You just expanded it even more, baby. So go celebrate yourself and want to be heard and want to be seen, Nancy.
Yeah, I mean, even my mother's word, that one sentence out of all her kind words, that one sentence as a 13-year-old, you can't even flush the toilet right. So there comes that sentence, I can't.
Well,
you said at the beginning, I can. The truth is,
Nancy,
I can.
Yes, but you've got to create that. You can't be hanging on to mommy anymore and let her create you. No more. All right, baby. Happy New Year. This is going to be a great one. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right. Joellen in Indianapolis, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
So great. Good. You too. What's up?
Well, I have to figure out how to get past this sense of fear and procrastination towards wanting to be a full-time designer. Right now,
That's not what you want to figure out, Joellen.
Okay.
What you want to figure out is how you can fully embrace and move into the expression of that.
Yes.
Do you see how you said it in a negative and the channel said it in a positive?
Okay. Yeah, I do.
Okay. The universe, again, guys, the universe can only respond to the question you ask. So if you keep asking, what do I have to fix? The universe can't ever open up the ease and joy of moving into just doing it. Because
can you,
you're focused on
Can you give me that
the,
phraseology again?
I don't know.
Give me the phrase I need. Oh, darn.
Okay, tell me what you said.
Now I'm going to say it. I need to get past the procrastination and fear of being a full-time designer.
Okay. So you get up every day and say, how can I embrace and create me being a full-time designer today? What can
okay.
I do today? What can I create? How can I be excited about this? How can I trust myself more in doing this? Those are the questions you want answered, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you keep saying, how can I stop procrastinating? Your brain thinks in pictures, Joellen, and so your brain pulls up more procrastination. That's the signal you send out to the universe. And that's what the universe then has to match. Because it's not the universe's job to judge what we are asking for. The universe only matches what we are focused on. So the more you focus on the love and the joy and the excitement of what you are creating, the more you create it and the more the universe helps. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You bet. You bet. All right. Miss Elena in New York, you're on.
Oh, hi, Dee. Hi, everybody. Oh, my gosh. This is such a deeply profound show for me because everything that you're saying to everybody is impacting me in a really positive way because there was a part of me, I don't remember what it was that you said, but was kind of going into doubt about, I feel like, you know how we always talk about how our life's journey, our soul just continues expanding and there's no there there and we're just on this beautiful adventure. At least that's how I interpret it or
yes.
understand it. Yeah, and so I'm at this point where I'm about to step off again into unknown territory and it's
okay,
you know,
stop
it's
right there. Stop right there. Because the channel is saying there is no unknown territory. You have.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I can tell you from being an actress, I've never been a hooker, but I certainly can channel one. I've never been
right.
a state senator, but I've certainly channeled her. I've never been a crippled. Elena, you've been everything, done everything, learned everything, experienced everything before. This is your opportunity to do it consciously. And I want to remind you all what the channel, well, it actually wasn't the channel, although the channel said it, and then I found the readout. And I printed it for you guys many times on the daily e-blast. We never doubt the negative. We only doubt the positive. Oh, my God, I can do this. We doubt that, but, oh, gosh, can I really do this? Then we doubt.
Yeah.
See? It doesn't serve you in any way. So I would start getting up every day and going, today I know and I'm clear and I stand strong in my knowing. They do want to give you some understanding. What exactly is it that you're in doubt about, Elena?
Okay, well, this script that I've been writing, that I tried not to write it, but I finally surrendered.
Good.
And I'm getting to the point where I need to take it out there again and have readings and engage actors and get critical feedback. And I'm excited about it. And yet there's that little part of me that feels like, oh, this too is going to, you know.
No, no. You're misreading. You're misreading that part. That little part is so afraid that it's going to be successful and you won't know what to do. That's what it's really about. Oh, my God. What if I'm finally there? Well, you are there. Now, are you going to accept your there-ness or not?
I am, because I know what this message of this story is still so deeply needed. Because I just, yeah. The,
okay.
The
so,
evidence the universe presents to me is irrefutable. And I feel like I have a duty to this project, you know. And I do it joyfully. And, okay, I hear you.
Well, sure. That's you summed up how I feel every show, every webinar we do. Do I have a duty to bring this information forward? Yeah. Is it the greatest joy in my life? You bet. So, again, guys, are we going to accept our power as the gods of us that we are? Because you're in charge, Elena, of whether you allow yourself to stay in doubt or if you joyfully just throw it out there, baby.
Yeah,
and tell the universe
excitement.
Yeah. And tell the universe that you're committed.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, as a performer, you know it's just separate sides of the same coin. You're scared to death before you walk onto that stage. And once you walk onto that stage, you go, oh, I'm home.
Yeah.
So, again, that's why Nike said, just do it.
Yeah. All right, everybody, let's just do it together.
That's right.
Yay!
And do it joyfully and do it now. Okay. I don't have a name here. We don't have much time, but the channel said to take your call. It's area code 805-617. Area code 805-617. Are you there? Okay, you got your hand up. All righty. All right, guys. Boy, what a show. I guess that last caller, as you see, the universe called on them. They put their hand up. They said, I want to participate. But when they were called on, they weren't there. Are you going to be there or not, guys? Are you going to forge ahead joyfully? Are you going to stay in your knowing? The answer is yes, 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 yes. We're just saying yes. How can I? Yes. Every day. Like I say to Freedom when I get up with her and she comes and puts her little head in my face and I go, Free, this is a great day. Not it's going to be a great day, but this is a great day. All right, let's say it together, guys, and I hopefully will see you on Tuesday. I love me. Come on, get behind it. Woo, I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.